Tonight's shir, the shul wants to dedicate for a refuah shleima to Rivka Devaria Bas Chavaleya. May she be zeicher to a refuah shleima v'meir of Yameinu. Standing here just about a week before Pesach, and I'm sure with the many shiurim and the many speeches and the many people we speak to, there's many ideas floating through our mind. And it's hard to just focus on one idea which perhaps will make a difference in our lives and the lives of Klal Yisrael getting out of Golus. And perhaps we can take a few minutes to focus on that. The main point of the mitzvah of Pesach night, of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Rambam tells us, is to explain to our children and to ourselves, what is Golus? What got us into Golus? And what is going to get us out of Golus? And he says that you should explain it to your children. He says to the simple son, just say simply, you know, we got beaten. And to the smarter son, you have to teach him the deeper meaning of Golus. Because, unfortunately, people have a very shallow perspective of Golus. And Rav Dessler in his Sefer writes a magnificent thought. He says, people think Golus is when we got beaten and bloodshed and pain. And he says, of course, this is the added nesoyin, the added test of Golus. He said, Golus is when the Yid is living amongst his neighbors and he is impressed and he's under their spell. He's enamored by his neighbors and by the fact that we are so impressed with their culture and want to join in them, that empowers them. And therefore we fall prey to them. You don't need to be a big historian to know about the Yidden that were enamored by Spain before the Inquisition and enamored by Germany. And what happens is they get empowered. When we look at them as it and what they're into as it, and we neglect what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us, they have full control over us. That is Golus, says Rav Dessler. There's a beautiful proof to this. For some strange reason, to everyone, the Mitzrayim had all of us working for them. There was one shevet that they could not get under their control. For some reason, they had no ability at all to force them. And that was Shevet Levi. To the very last day, while all the Shvatim were sitting and working, Shevet Levi were walking around like kings. They were not able to get them to work. Why was that? It's because in the beginning, in the good days, when the Egyptians were luring Klal Yisrael into their culture, into their workplace, into their entertainment, into everything they had, Shevet Levi did not go. They didn't care for it. Since Shevet Levi did not care, didn't give them any respect, didn't give them any of their time and their energy, they had absolutely no ability to take over Shevet Levi. And that's an incredible thought. So the first thing we need to know is that Golus is a lot deeper. What happens later on, unfortunately, is the offshoot of it. Golus is when Klal Yisrael sits around and is enamored by their neighbors and by the culture around them. And unfortunately, Hashem and his desire takes on second place. We empower our enemies to chas v'shalom take control. And that's what happened in Mitzrayim. But I don't want to focus on that half tonight. We don't have enough time. I want to focus on what got us out of the Golus. How did we get out of the grip of Golus? And I want to share with you just a very few psukim of when HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Klal Yisrael, you want to get out of Golus? He gave us a list of instructions, which seems a little bit strange. He said, I want you to get ready. The Pasuk tells us, when we're eating the carbon Pesach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I want you to get up, have your stick in your hand, the food in your hand, and get ready to walk out at any given moment. And whenever I come at Chatzos, and I say, Makas Becharis, we should leave, you should be ready to go. This seems to have been a huge, big deal about HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanting us, while we're there, to be ready, prepared. That's how we spent the night. Bundled up, ready to run. Why was that such a major part of leaving out? And the answer is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us, while we were still in Mitzrayim, while we were still under their spell, to recognize Him as being in charge. Because the Yidden were thinking to himself, Hashem said we're getting out. So many times we were so close. And Pari stopped it. And they were like, not sure who's in charge. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, the only way you can go out is if while you're still officially under Pari's rule, I ask you to believe and show me that you believe that we're going to get out, and that you're not under his spell, and you're not under his rule, you're under mine. And when Klal Yisrael was able to show that, when they, while they were there, they said, we're going to put our clothing on, we're going to put our sticks in the hand, we're going to put our food packs on us, we're ready to go. That was when we declared, Hashem, we're not impressed with Pari, but we recognize you, and that got us out. I'm going to share with you something brilliant from Rav Huttner in his Sefer Pachat Yitzchak. Absolutely brilliant. There's a time reference used by Yetzias Mitzrayim that was never used until that day. We know by the fourth day of Bryas Ha'olam, Hashem created something called day and something called night. That was it. There was nothing else. When it came to leaving Mitzrayim, Hashem invented something new called Chatzos, midnight. Midnight was never used until then. It was never used after them, only in this reference. It's a new time. It was never used. And not only is Chatzos used for Milah to Pesach night, but it's actually also used in Erev Pesach. We know Chametz can be eaten until Chatzos. Well, we're Machmer, we do it earlier. But Chatzos is the time we now do Malacha. So think about it. Erev Pesach and Pesach night, both on Yud Daled, the time frame of Chatzos comes in. It has never, ever been heard of before. Why? Chatzos plays such a huge role that for those of you that our eyes are still open at the end of the Seder, there's a beautiful pizmon called Vayihi B'Chatzi HaLaila, where we go through all the things that happened at Chatzos HaLaila. We know David HaMelech in Kapitel Kuf Yutes says he's to get up every night, Akum B'Chatzi HaLaila, he would get up at Chatzos. We know Tikkun Chatzos. What is unique about Chatzos that from then on took over? As a matter of fact, the Aruch HaShulchan in his Agada on the Pizman of Ayhi B'Chatzi HaLaila has a very simple question. He says, we know night is Golos, day is Gula. How come all these great miracles that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for all the Tzaddikim happened B'Chatzi HaLaila, middle of night? They should happen during the day. Listen to this gem from Rav Huttner. Says Rav Huttner, the difference between night, day, and Chatzos is as follows. Night and day, you can open up your window and look out at the present. You can see if it's night or day. Chatzos, if you look out of the window right now, could you tell if it's Chatzos or not? Nothing. Chatzos is absolutely nothing you could do right now. There is only one way to know when Chatzos is. By looking back when the night started, looking forward when the morning is coming, and at that half point, it's Chatzos. What changes by Chatzos? It is just as pitch black after Chatzos as before. Says Rav Huttner, something incredible. Although it's black and it's dark, you know what changes? Chatzos means we are now closer to morning than you are to the dark. And he says, if you have the ability at Chatzos, in the pitch of darkness, to say, day is coming soon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu demanded Klal Yisrael at Chatzos to recognize while they're still in Mitzrayim, while they're still in Golos, you need to believe that the day is coming because I said so. And that's where the number Chatzos, that's where the time Chatzos comes from. And this is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked us in Mitzrayim, before anything, when we're still ready to go, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us, Klal Yisrael, show me in the darkness, when you're still in Mitzrayim, show me that you believe that I told you it's going to be light, that you believe it. And when Klal Yisrael went ahead and did that, that's what got us out. Do you know why all those Yidden were zeichet to the Nisim? Avraham Avinu went out to war. What's this? All the stories, if you have time to look at the Agada, look at all the things that were said by Yehi B'Chatzi HaLaila. Those were all the Nisim when Klal Yisrael believed when they were in the darkness. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we believe that was going to be a Yeshua because we have B'Tachon in you. All those Yidden were helped dafka exactly by Chatzos. This is the incredible, incredible emunah of Pesach night that we need to internalize. While we're in Golos, when the Yeshua comes, it's easy. How could we sit and celebrate a Seder? The Ma'aseh Nisim in his Agada has a very simple question. He says, granted we got out of Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tremendous chizuk, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tremendous kindness. But let's say he says someone gets out of jail on April 11th, he gets out of jail. And of course, every year after he gets out of jail, he makes a huge party. Asks the Ma'aseh Nisim, what happens if he gets thrown back into jail? Do you think he still celebrates in jail April 11th because he got out? So he says, granted, we got out of Mitzrayim. Yes, but we're back in Golos now. How are we celebrating now that we got out then? We're back in jail. We're back in Golos. How are Yidden sitting in the concentration camps thanking Hashem for getting us out of Mitzrayim? And he says such a beautiful thing, the Maisanizim. He says, that's true if the person in jail is not sure that he's getting back out. But he says, how about if it's the king's son that was in jail? And he got out the first time because he was the king's son. When he gets back thrown into jail, he's not worried. And he can still celebrate the old days because he's celebrating knowing that his father's going to take him back out of jail. Because the same protection that got him out the first time will get him out again. He was so sure he was able to celebrate. He says, what is the whole point of Seder the night? We're sitting in Golos and celebrating. It's because we are believe be'emunah shelema. That the same HaKadosh Baruch Hu that took us out then, for no other reason besides because he loved us, is going to do the exact same thing again. But while we're sitting in Golos, think about all the years that Klal Yisrael was sitting in depths and cellars and concentration camps, and they were singing Shira and Hallel that we got out of Mitzrayim. That's exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. That's the secret. That's Chatzos. When it's pitch black outside, and you're recognizing that very soon it's going to be light while you're in the darkness. That is the secret to Geula. So let's quickly review. Golos is when we're in the darkness and we think that we empower our Goyish neighbors by being enamored by them and being in awe of them and thinking that they're it. That was Golos. Geula means when we can be in the darkness and not be impressed, not be engaged, and not be enamored by them, but looking up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and recognizing that we are in His hands and He will take us out, then it's in His hands and then He will take us out. This is the chizuk we need to ourselves and to our children. I will close with a story. A story important for two reasons. For its lesson and for the person that it happened to. Last week, Klal Yisrael lost a tremendous tzaddik, the Sklener Rebbe. In Shul HaShavis, I shared a couple of stories. It's really a man, he was 95 years old. He left a void, such a huge void, we can spend hours talking about it. I was Zeicha, he was the Rebbe of our family, I put on tefillin by him. Very close. He, in the year 1950, after the war, I'm not going to go into the stories that I shared, but he was teaching Torah to Yiddish Kinderlach and the Romanians. He was in Romania. And in 1959, the Romanians had enough with him and his father teaching Torah. This is communist Romania. And on trumped-up charges of spying for Eretz Yisrael, they threw him into prison. He was in solitary confinement for about a year. I don't know the exact amount of time. Solitary confinement alone. When they took the Sklener Rebbe out after a year, this is a man who lived, was Nifta last week, this is a man who lived in our generation. So in 1959, or 1960 this was, they took him out of jail, and they were talking to him, and he was sane. And they couldn't believe it. They were talking to him just to make sure. He was totally sane. And they said, we have never put anyone into solitary confinement for a year, or even less, that comes out sane. How can it be you're sane? Tell us, what did we do wrong? And he looks at them and he says, had I been alone, I would have come out and say, I wasn't in there alone for 1 second. They looked at him again, like, what? Who was there? He said, I had Hashem with me every single moment. Engaged, talking. He says, I'm sorry. You can never put me anywhere alone. They didn't know what to do with him. Imagine a Yid on the Romanians. The world doesn't know he's here. He's sitting in a Romanian prison. Alone. He had every reason to empower them and every reason to fall prey to them and Chas v'Shalom lose it. Sat in a prison cell, pitch black with nothing. Never for a moment did he think that he's alone or that he's not in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he got out with a nes. There was involvement. The government got involved. They took on his case. He got out with a nes. The nes that he had, the geula that he had was, whatever it was, a couple of months, was the fact that he never, ever thought anyone was in control of his destiny, of his geula, other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he was zeicha to come out unscathed emotionally and mentally. And he was zeicha to live. We all know how many years later we're talking from 1960, right? We're talking here 80 years later or 70 years later, depending on. This is an incredible thing. This is someone in our generation. we, Baruch Hashem, are not being thrown into solitary confinement. We don't have, but we have our challenges, we have our tzaras. If we're able to be makir and believe that no one is in charge but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it gives us such chizuk. Just this week, I had the opportunity to speak to a chayla. A chayla who was given 6 months a number of years ago. A chayla who has an illness which is uncurable officially. And Baruch Hashem, this week he went to the doctor, and the doctor's already told him, a year ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, he's dead. The doctor's told him, we don't know how to explain this to you, but it's not here. It's not growing, it's staying where it is. We're sorry, we told you you're going to go years ago. And the person, I can tell you, was Makabel a few years ago. He's not going to be fazed by the doctors. He's going to put his entire, he does things, l'schusa, he's putting everything into the hands of Kosh Baruch. He was zeichet to a nice nigla this week by the words of the doctor. For no other reason, because he put his fate into HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hands. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help us. This is the chizik we're going to have. We want to get out of this galus. We cannot put faith into anyone else but HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if we're going to sit in the chayshach and have the emunah and believe that we're in no one's hands, no one's going to take care of our problems but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we will be zeichet this year to sit at the Seder and explain to our families that yes, we're still in galus, but we're so sure because of what happened, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us in the past, we'll do it again. And we're so sure, Hashata Hocha, Lashon Haba, Ba'arad Yisrael, Lashon Haba, Bibnei Chayrin, that in that chus, that the Yidden had, that they were ready to go in the middle of Golos, they were ready to go in the middle of Mitzrayim out, they were Zeicha to their Geula, we will be Zeicha this year to a Geula, be Yeshua, and we will be Zeicha to have Pesach in Yerushalayim, Yir HaKodesh, B'meirov Yomeinu, Amen.